Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. We are talking now with the head girls track and field coach for the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowgirls. Monty Harker joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look, your girls have been in a couple of indoor meets early last week at the Wartburg Invitational on Monday, at the Dickinson Relays at UNI on Tuesday. And all in all, I'd say a pretty good start for your squad through the indoor season. Just from what you've seen through those indoor meets and early on in practice, just what have you seen from this group so far?
Well, there's a lot of new faces this year, so we're still figuring out some things. Pretty good group of freshmen, some seniors that have not been out that came out. So we're just kind of getting used to seeing what they are able to do and get some times on them. Michaela Beisel is finally a senior. She's been to state 3 years in a row. She already looks really good. First couple indoor meets running faster than she had last year. So I'm impressed with her and what she's done in the offseason to get herself ready for her final year.
Yeah, and a little bit more on Michaela Beisel. Obviously finished in the top five of the high jump and finished very well in the long jump and did well in the hurdles as well in both of those indoor meets last week. And just like you said, she's a senior now with the three state meets under her belt. And just, you know, what's the difference maybe you see with her approach from even a year ago to where she is now that she is finally a senior?
Oh, I think she's probably paid more attention in the off season, knowing that this is her last one. Last year was a little bit of a struggle for her, not getting to go in some of her events that she thought she would for sure go in. So she knows that she's going to have to work a little bit harder this year to in order to get back down there. So so far that she's leading the way for the underclassmen, and she looks real good.
And looking at some other groups, starting off with your sprinting group, obviously that was a group, a year ago was still relatively young. You got a little bit more experience now at that sprinting group compared to last year, but just what have you seen so far from the sprinting group?
There's a couple of new girls that have come out that will help us. Last year we were so limited in numbers, having, you know, only about six actual runners, that it was hard to put together any type of relays. But this year, with some of the new sprinters that have come out and some freshmen that don't look too bad, I think they're going to be, we'll be able to put together some relays and see how it goes. I don't think we're not going to break any records or anything anywhere, at least right now in the beginning. A lot of them just have to get in shape. We didn't have much of a girls' basketball season, and a lot of the girls haven't done anything for a while. So for them, it's just getting back in shape is the biggest issue.
And looking at the field events, obviously we talked about Michaela Beisel and what she's done in the jumps, but your throwing room definitely looks like it's got some more depth than it's had in years past this year, just with some of the performances we've seen early in the season. What can you say about how the throwing room has looked, albeit limited time outside with how early it is in the year?
This year, for whatever reason, but I got like seven throwers that are out this year. One of them, the freshman, she was conference champ last year in shot and disc. So I'm hoping that we can get her worked out into, you know, being a dominant thrower. She looks okay. I got some bad habits there that we need to fix, but there's a lot of experience at the younger ages than what we've had in the past as far as throwers.
And as we take a look at your schedule coming up, you've got the North Iowa Indoor Championships at Clear Lake at the end of the month coming up, and then outdoor season for you begins on the 10th of April with the Lady Eagle Relays at Eagle Grove, and then you've got your home relays at CGD on the 15th. And when you look at that last indoor meet on the 27th and then kind of rolling right into the outdoor season, well, what's sort of the message from you and the coaches to the athletes about where you want this group to be by the time outdoor season comes around?
Well, we just want to make sure that, you know, if there's nice weather, take advantage of it early in the season. You know, sometimes early in the season, the weather is so bad that it really doesn't matter what you do. You're not going to probably run that fast or throw that far, jump that high. because the conditions are so bad. But, you know, if we get some nice weather, we have to take advantage of it, especially for a goal of Michaela's, I know, is to qualify for Drake again. You know, she had done that in the past in the high jump, and so I would like to see, you know, if she can get back down there. But if we don't have very good weather for some of our meets, you know, it's just hard to do anything when it's, you know, 40-mile-an-hour winds and only about 50 degrees out. So weather will come into play there, but, you know, you get outside and you get to see exactly what some of your times are instead of running around in curves all the time in the indoor meet. So, you know, you can try to guess what you could maybe run in outdoor from some indoor times, but it'll be nice just to be outside and see what they can do.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck coming up in a couple weeks of the North Iowa Indoor Championships.
Okay.
That was Monty Harker, the head girls track coach of the Clarion Goldfield Dallas Cowgirls, here on our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto. We are back with Eagle Grove girls track coach Andy Ettinger after the break.